Otis.
Now, in the article, they said it was his tattoos that gave him away. Honestly, I heard it was his ratatouille recipe.
Wow.
Ratatouille. That was a stretch. Ratatouille.
Bernie.
Ratatouille is how you pronounce it.
Should I explain it more? Do you get it?
I mean, Does that make it funnier? I like ending on a really terrible joke. I like taking a good joke that we finished on and then adding one on top of it that doesn't work.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us again this week.
Really? Are you eating on the podcast? Are you eating right now because you can't wait to eat?
My wife just brought in dinner.
Oh,
so.
Jesus. We're minutes away from finishing the podcast. You can't wait to stop eating?
We were talking about a cooking show. I'm hungry.
What is that, like Vienna sausages?
It's ratatouille.
That's not landing. That's not how you say the dish.
It's an Italian dish. It's in there.
It's a good joke. The movie was French.
Oh.
This is Weird with Otis and Bernie. Man.
I promise I will not eat on this episode because I just finished dinner. So.
I mean, that was a graceful landing last. That's how last week's podcast ended. You just crawling up in the corner and just, oh, you're terrible. Just the worst.
Welcome back to This Is Weird, where we keep everything weird around here, whether it's our lives or weird news around the world. And you can follow along with us at This Weird Pod on Instagram or Twitter, and just keep your weird life rolling along with us. I feel like this podcast makes other people feel better about themselves.
I mean,
I hope that's our whole goal.
I think that's the aim.
there are some weird people in this world, and we love to expose them and talk about it.
Yeah, I think it's been productive. I think we've gotten a lot done. Soon you're gonna be able to see us do this. Because we're filming video tonight.
I forgot we were filming. I'm like sitting here like looking at my tattoos in the video.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry.
Just, God.
I was like flexing and I didn't
damn it.
Need to.
Jesus.
Oh, this is great.
Fantastic. You're going to suck tonight because you're just going to be looking at the Zoom.
Where you live. See, I live in Atlanta and you live in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah. Right. That's where I live. Cincinnati is the place I live. Yes.
I've never come to visit you, so I didn't remember.
Right.
Here's the thing. I always screw up Cincinnati and Cleveland. Like, they're not the same cities.
No, they're not the same place, and you always kind of equate the two, like, as if I know people from Cleveland, and it's 5 hours away.
Like, they're neighbors.
Hey, you know Cleveland? Yeah, no, I've heard of LeBron James. Yeah, you know LeBron?
Yeah, that one, yeah. But this week, shockingly, Cincinnati made national headlines.
Look, this is a big damn story for Cincinnati. I'm telling you what.
You were crazy excited about it because of your love for monkeys.
Look, here's the thing. When my dog died a few years ago, before I got the dogs that I have now, I looked into buying a monkey. Did you know that? Did you know that when Snickers died?
I didn't know you actually attempted.
I didn't attempt. I investigated. I looked into the laws of owning a monkey.
That's a terrible idea. Monkeys
are
not
great
pets.
No, it's a terrible idea. I was in grief. I was grieving. I was grieving, and I wanted a little buddy to grieve with me.
I thought about buying a mini horse once, and then I realized it's a terrible idea. My backyard's not big enough. You kind of have to have a farm.
Well, you got a chicken.
I do have a chicken. That just showed up upon my life.
That's a random ass way of doing it. Hey, Otis, why you got a chicken? I don't know. He showed up. What's the chicken's name?
We
came up in conversation. What's the chicken's name?
Dash. She's a part of the family. I don't even think she realizes that the chicken life is not as bougie as she lives. She's got two houses up top of our hill, and she'll balk at you like when she needs water or food. And she even will let herself out of her cage on occasion, just roam around the yard.
That's good. Dash.
She has quite a personality. And
who would know how much personality a chicken can have?
She'll sit on your lap. But recently I was eating lunch out back. We have a little bench out there, and it was nice out. So I took my lunch out there, sat on the bench, and she was roaming around the yard because we let her out of her cage occasionally just to kind of roam and get out.
We live the chicken life.
Live the chicken life. And, She starts hovering around me, kind of like looking at me, hovering around my legs. She's like noticing I've got food. And then out of nowhere, hops up onto my knee and snatches a piece of food that I'm about to put in my mouth out of my hand.
Well, the chicken will do. Chickens are assholes.
Oh, she did not care. And I thought to myself, like, look how big of an animal I am compared to this chicken.
I am above you on the food chain, chicken.
Right.
You will not take food from me.
There's a grill 5 feet from us right now. You want to keep up with the snatching my food shit?
Yeah,
just, might go
I will,
down.
I will cook you.
She did not
I
care.
I will cook you.
That's how bougie I'm telling you my
you
chicken
do not
is.
Understand she, what you're up against, chicken.
Took my food from my hand. Your dog doesn't even take your food from your hand.
No, he doesn't.
It knows.
He does not.
You can't train a chicken to not take food from your hand is what I'm saying.
Write that down. That's the podcast description. You can't take chicken food from a chicken.
That's going to be the title.
That's the title.
But I wish you would have gotten that monkey because.
I'm just saying that I did a little bit of research. I was grieving. I was in a tough spot. My dog Snickers died. I was thinking about getting a monkey. Because, I mean, who doesn't want a monkey? Monkey can go in the kitchen and get you things.
You'd think it would be fun, but they're not the sweetest of animals.
Think my monkey would be great.
Not my experience.
You've had a lot of experiences with monkeys?
They have a lot of attitude, and they kind of like to do their own thing. They don't like you to tell them.
Well, that's like me.
Or control
me
them.
And the monkey would be the same. We just want to do our own thing. Monkey be over there doing a podcast of his own with his monkey friends.
You just want to do your own thing. You got
look,
a wife
monkey,
walking
I'm not
around the
bust
house
your
telling
balls,
you what
monkey.
To do.
Come on. Look, man, we're just trying to live together, monkey. You and me, we're roommates.
Somebody in Cincinnati apparently had 5 monkeys. Was it 5, 6? I heard a dozen
that's
at one
story.
Point.
No, the story was that somebody filmed what they believed were monkeys in trees, and that was a couple of days ago. Well, I say that a couple, but this is going up next week, so check local listings when it was. Anywho, they filmed. They filmed what they believed were monkeys in a video, but it was very grainy. And after a day of looking around, and the Cincinnati Zoo saying, nope, not our monkeys are not out. I don't think they were. They have not followed up as of when I'm sitting here. They have not said, yes, we found a bunch of monkeys. It had to be something else.
Is this like a Bigfoot thing? Is this like a Bigfoot or like a leprechaun? Like, we saw the monkeys. I saw the monkeys. Yo, everybody that saw the monkeys, say yeah. Everybody.
Well, we have audio from WLWT Channel 5.
They're just sitting up there. They were swinging from the trees.
It's a monkey mystery we're all trying to solve.
Hey, there's one down below you.
Just in shock.
Yeah,
couldn't
shock.
Believe it.
My whole house, we all was just like, oh my God, there's really monkeys out here.
Video Sammy Trin and Lucky Griffith shot outside their home at about 10 last night has the whole neighborhood, the apparently Wild West Side, talking. The pair says they saw 3 monkeys in trees and 2 more on the ground along West 8th Street near St. Joseph's Cemetery.
To me, it seemed like it's just monkey business. And you know what that means.
That woman was awesome.
Yeah, that woman is the best part of this entire story.
So we don't even know if these monkeys actually exist.
No, I don't think they do, actually.
The legend is just that.
They saw monkeys on this video that's grainy. But you got to meet this woman that they talked to on the news. This woman is fantastic.
We found Juanita Anderson up the street. She hasn't seen any monkeys.
But they could have said anything besides they seen monkeys. You think maybe they was high?
Yes.
Cincinnati police haven't seen any of the newly popped.
Yes, in fact, I do think that they were high.
Please keep that clip for later in the podcast.
Police haven't seen any of the newly popular primates and can't confirm they're real. They've had no reports of any missing. Neighbors say there have been ooh-oohs and ah-ahs on Seton Avenue just from people.
Props to the news guy. He sounds like, and nobody listening to the podcast will know him, well, maybe a few people, Opie. Who is
our man Opie? We got to get Opie on. Opie's too goddamn funny to not be here
in Louisville, Kentucky, and he sounds like that guy. And he would do this story.
Opie would totally do that story. Oh yeah. My God, Opie would own that story. We'll get Opie on.
Before
it's so funny. Yesterday, as it was all going down, Opie and I were exchanging messages on Twitter. He's like, it's going down in Cincinnati. I'm like, we're all safe. It's chaos up here. It's chaos, Opie.
So are authorities actually looking for the monkeys, or are they just waiting for another sighting?
The police were driving around looking for monkeys all day as this was all going on.
What else could it be?
Well, like turkeys.
I haven't seen the video. Have you watched the video?
Yeah, the video. I mean, there's something in the trees. I don't know. It could be a hawk, or it could be like a, I don't know.
Sasquatch?
So maybe Sasquatch? I don't know. Loch Ness?
So back in my youth, there was my aunt. Does that make you sound old?
Was that the Great Depression back in your youth?
Back when I was young.
We saved dimes and pissed in bottles.
My Aunt Mary had a monkey that lived in her basement.
Go on.
It had this massive cage. We weren't allowed to go down to the basement because the monkey was mean.
Well, monkeys can be mean. Remember that monkey that bit that woman's face off a few years ago? About 10 years ago? She owned the monkey for a long time, and it just got mad one day and just scratched and bit her face off.
I'm not sure I saw that story, but I'm sure.
Oh, she was on everywhere. She was on Oprah and everything.
Okay. I could see that happening because we were constantly told this monkey was kind of, he wasn't rabid, but could act rabid, I guess. If you go down to the basement, maybe they didn't even have a monkey in the basement. They just didn't want us in the basement.
On hindsight, hold on. In hindsight, maybe they were growing pot. It turned out to not be a monkey at all.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm an animal lover. Any animal, like, I fall in love immediately. That's why I have a chicken.
That's why you have a chicken that just showed up in your yard. You just kept it.
So I snuck down to the basement quite a few times to see the monkey.
Oh, sweet.
So she did have a monkey, and she could hold the monkey, and the monkey would be fine. He would sit on her shoulder, sit on her arm. Anybody else, that monkey was absolutely not happy.
Not a happy monkey.
No. So I, being the mischievous child and animal lover that I am, occasionally tried sticking my hand in the cage.
Sure.
I didn't necessarily try to get the monkey out. But when I did that, it was not good news. That monkey was not happy that I was trying to just give it a high five or whatever I was doing.
Monkeys don't like to high five. If you look that, that's in the manual.
It was a scary monkey. It was not a happy monkey. And that's why I tell you, I don't know that a monkey is a great pet to have in your house. If somebody had five of them or whatever, how many monkeys that these people think were out in
five,
Cincinnati?
They thought five monkeys were out. And they thought originally that it was somebody's private collection because where the monkeys were and where the zoo is not anywhere near one another. So
Michael Jackson's dead.
And Michael Jackson's dead. So Bubbles has probably already found a place to live.
Yeah, he's the only person I would think
Bryce Hill
that would have five monkeys as a private collection. It's a monkey. It's not a private collection. It's not artwork. Private
Bryce Hill is owning five monkeys. Come see my monkey menagerie. It's down here. It's just me and the monkeys.
Now that you're vaccinated, did you go drive around and try to find the monkeys?
No, I did not. Although that sounded fun. I would have liked to have done that. But
You would have probably had to have been vaccinated for rabies after you found it.
I think we need to listen to more of this woman. She's fantastic.
Car after car comes by in search of a sighting, with some going into the cemetery. Meanwhile, Anderson keeps watching from her porch, hoping the monkeys are found before the city goes bananas.
You didn't go searching around? You weren't the cars driving around?
I was not. Apparently, there were a lot of people out there looking for monkeys. So I
what were they
going
to do? Of course, because every video you see like this on the news, they're like, I saw a leprechaun. And there's just a crowd of people that go try to find a leprechaun. And you're like, that guy's high as hell. There's no way there's a leprechaun. But there's 27 people that go look for a leprechaun.
Our woman explains why she wouldn't want to own her own monkeys.
Well, I wouldn't claim them if they were mine. I wouldn't claim because they get out here and wreak havoc. You think I want to say they're my monkeys? I don't think so.
Yeah, could you imagine the bill if the monkeys were out there creating some kind of havoc? Well, the Cincinnati Zoo says that no monkeys are missing from there. But, you know, there is a question here to be asked. If the video is real, if the monkeys are real, where are they? Where did they come from? If you see them, take some video and send it to us.
Now, where are they doing their investment banking?
And heaven forbid, they're probably not wearing masks.
I mean, well, the monkeys are not COVID safe.
It's a damn pandemic going on.
It's a pandemic. Look, monkeys are just going to take up their opposable thumbs. And I don't think they're not sneaky with their opposable thumbs. Like, I know they're up to no. Look, if you got opposable thumbs, you're up to no good. I believe that. That's something I believe in.
I'm just wondering where these monkeys will go if they're out there and they're searching for food, shelter. They're in the middle of Cincinnati. Where are they going to hang out?
A couple of them opened up a wine bar by the end of the day in the nice part of town. This is getting out of control.
Right, yeah. Just That I could do, like just sit down with a cigar and some wine and a monkey.
In my mind, here's what it played out in my mind. It played out in my mind that somebody saw a monkey on that side of town. And then the next thing you know, you're like, you're walking, you go into like a bar, like a corner bar in that side of town. And there's just a monkey behind the bar as the bartender, just wiping the bar down. You look at the monkey. He looks at you. You both nod.
Right. Because you know, speak monkey.
You know why he's there and he knows why you're there. And there's just this mutual respect, you and the monkey.
I imagine the monkey was sitting next to the like town drunk who's been there all day and he's having a full conversation. My ex-wife left me. I lost my job.
Monkey looks at him and says, did you consider throwing shit at her?
That's what I would have done.
That's what just I would have thrown my own feces. What did you do? my lawyer's telling me not to do that. You should consider throwing feces.
It's interesting that we don't really think about this, but we have all, you know, suffered in misery with the past year and being stuck in our houses and not had much human interaction. And we know how that feels to us. Well, across the world, there has also been zoos that have been closed down forever. There's, you know, just they're starting to pick back up and people are starting to come, but not everybody feels safe enough to go to a zoo and walk around with crowds. So, you know, the crowds are smaller these days.
Yeah.
And the animals at the zoo are starting to feel lonely.
Oh, they're having lonely monkeys.
Some of them, because I've also read stories where they're having a lot of babies too. Wow. they're procreating.
Either lonely or humping, but.
But apparently in the Czech Republic, the zoo has noticed that the monkeys are bored. They're lonely because they're not getting. They've separated a lot of them and they're not getting the human interaction through the windows that they normally do that keeps them active and stimulated. So they've now started doing monkey Zoom calls.
Really?
There's a 2021 thing for you.
Yeah.
Monkeys on Zoom.
Well, that's how I kept my daughter occupied during the pandemic, Zoom calls.
Right. They did the same thing as we do with our children.
Exactly. Put them in front of a screen. Here's your friend. Here's your friend. And you just put it in front of the screen.
They said because of the lockdowns and these monkeys suffering, they put up these massive screens. And now they will Zoom call with other monkeys in other cages or sometimes other zoos. And they interact with each other. They said at first there was defensive and threatening gestures towards the screen.
Well, yeah, because you're putting modern technology in front of monkeys.
But now this is the best part. You're going to love this. They said once they've gotten used to seeing the other monkeys on the screen, they feel like it's a part of a movie or something.
Okay.
So now they've actually started grabbing handfuls of snacks before they sit down in front of the screen.
They're making snacks before the monkey Zoom. Just sure. Like of course they are. Monkeys are smart.
They'll wave at each other. They'll talk back and forth in their
language. The ones that are unmuted. You can. It's hard to get a monkey to unmute. We need you to unmute, monkey.
Monkey,
you need to unmute. We can't hear. Are you sharing your screen, monkey? Monkey. Scene. All right.
Your video's not working there.
Your video. Can you turn your camera? Turn the camera down, monkey. No. Try not to throw shit at it. No.
Can you leave the camera alone?
Monkey, don't put the camera in your butt. Okay.
Can you imagine Zoom calls with monkeys?
Zoom calls with monkeys? No.
I honestly feel like it would go a lot smoother than most of the Zoom calls that I've had at previous careers.
Yeah, I think so.
Previous jobs. I was going to say at my job, but I don't have one.
They don't have one.
And we all know that. So
right, we do.
Once again, I'll plug if anybody's hiring.
Sure. Why not? I think we've proven how successful we could be.
Monkey Zoom calls. And maybe I could just be a moderator for monkey Zoom calls. Or maybe the city of Cincinnati could hire me to go look for the monkeys.
So you're looking to go monkey hunting? Monkey hunter.
I got a mullet.
I'm just going to throw this out. This is a free idea, CBS. I would watch a weekly show with a guy named like Larry Smith Monkey Hunter. And it's just him looking for monkeys.
When he finally finds them, he's just dodging shit.
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah. That's, yeah.
We just found the monkeys. We're having to hide behind this tree so we don't get splashed in the face with feces.
Coming up on an all-new Monkey Hunter. Larry Meech's match.
I feel like I need three husbands and like an eyebrow ring to really make that part work.
You're making him Tiger King. You're making him Tiger King. That's what you're doing. See, I got a whole different thing in my mind. I got a washed up cop who left the force but was pulled back in to become Monkey Hunter. Like I can write a whole treatment based on this idea. They put it on right after NCIS New Orleans. Tonight at an all new Monkey Hunter.
Can we write the pitch for this? I'm in. This I need a job.
This is a
by
great idea.
Too, so we can go
CBS,
find the
CBS. It's no better than a MacGyver. He has somebody that he works with. There's sexual tension between the two of them while he's out looking for monkeys. Like she's kind of his right hand man, but they don't want to admit it. They're partners, but they could be lovers. Like it's a whole. I got a whole pitch for CBS for Monkey Hunter. Tell me you wouldn't watch it right after Shark Tank.
I want to host it.
You've got it as a reality show. I've got it as fiction.
See, I was thinking more along the Tiger King lines.
Yeah, no, you got it as Tiger King. I got it as pure fiction. It could star like the guy that from Hawaii Five-O.
You know who doesn't like monkeys? That bitch Carol Baskin.
This is weird.
I have audio. Anderson Cooper talked to a 91-year-old man who is still a police officer.
Oh, his job might be up soon.
He might be able to. I'm going to let Anderson explain the story. Here's Anderson explaining that story.
For the better part of the last six decades, the people of Camden, Arkansas have been safer because one man has made public safety his life's work. Officer L.C. Smith, or Buckshot, as he's known to folks in town,
Buckshot,
is the oldest active policeman in Arkansas and one of the oldest in the entire country. He's 91 years old. He's worn a badge since 1963, and he was born in 1929. He's celebrating his 92nd birthday this May, and he is still patrolling the streets in his hometown. It is an honor and a pleasure to welcome him to Full Circle. Officer Smith, Buckshot, thank you so much for being with me. I hope I am as active as you when I'm 91 years old. What gets you out of bed every day?
What gets you out of bed every day?
Go to work.
Yeah, bourbon. Bourbon.
The interview is an excruciating 9 minutes long. And it's all exactly like this.
So what do you, did you always want to be a policeman?
Yes, sir.
Next question. All right.
He must have asked 29 questions.
And what's your day like? What kind of stuff do you do now?
Court bailiff. I'm a neighborhood watch coordinator. And I work films. Okay. I do films. Anything that Camden police want me to do, I do it.
Ain't chasing no criminals. He's
no,
not chasing
God, anybody. No. Imagine going to court and he's the bailiff. I'm walking out of that court. I find you guilty. No, you don't. And then I leave. And I
even
leave.
Worse, I feel like they got to put him on the stand in your trial to like explain what happened. And you're like, oh God, we're gonna be here for a while.
Yeah.
Look, I'm guilty.
He
I'm
went
guilty.
In there.
I can't sit through this anymore.
It is excruciating how long it takes him to answer questions. More with Anderson right now.
You're also, you must be a great resource for other officers who are trying to, you know, figure out how to have a long career like you.
Yes, sir.
Good answer.
Good answer.
And I understand you've been fully vaccinated. Was that something important to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, we're going to keep trying.
Great answers.
Here's more. Here's the very end.
And is it true that I heard you had a girl? You have a girlfriend?
Yes, sir. Nice lady.
What's her name?
Over with Over Broadnax.
Okay.
Anderson, please ask him where he got his nickname, Buckshot. Anderson. I want to know that.
Anderson.
Okay.
Okay.
He only prepared about 5 questions for this guy. No, now he's having to come up with stuff in his head.
He's on his 28th question.
Most people that are in their 90s have like a million stories to tell, and you can't make them stop talking. This guy,
we found the only guy that said 6 words away from death.
Over Broadnax.
Okay.
Ain't she good looking?
She is. Yes, you're a great couple.
Yeah.
You're a very smart couple there.
Yes.
Look at that. You check out the gams on that one.
I just imagine this guy. I hope he still does like car patrol and.
Oh, you. Yeah, I picture a really slow version of Training Day going on.
Yeah. Low speed chase.
All right.
I imagine him coming up and he's like trying to read your Miranda rights.
Oh God, no. You
have the right to remain. Where was I at?
Jesus Christ, will you just put me in the car? Just put me in the car.
Give me the handcuffs already.
Just get the handcuffs on me.
The good news, the best news for every criminal that he arrests is that he's going to forget why you're in the back of his car before you get to the police station.
Oh, of course he is. Of course he is.
Hey, Buckshot, remember you're going to drop me off at that corner store?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you're right. That's why you're back there. Yep. It wasn't
the
marijuana.
Buckshot pissed himself.
Hey, Buckshot is a pillar of the community, and yes. Thank him. Thank you for your service, Buckshot. We kid, but what an honor for that guy to serve so long. Seriously.
I do like how enthusiastic he is about his girlfriend.
Over Broadnax. Ain't she good looking?
Ain't she good
she
looking?
She is. Yes, you're a great couple. Yeah.
She's 27.
Yeah, he got to her. It's clearly someone that's like an escort.
Waiting for him to die.
Just waiting for him to die.
He's got a huge like pension.
Look at the cans on that. Anderson, you know what I'm talking about, right, Anderson? High five. High five, Anderson.
Like law enforcement has a decent pension when you retire, but this guy probably has doubled it.
Probably, so long. Yeah. By the way, what's up with the police station just calling him to come back? Hey, Buckshot, we need you to come back. We lost some speed when you left the force. Buckshot, you got to come back. The force hasn't been the same without you, Buckshot.
You know, we're kind of overrun by these cases. You know who would be a great asset to the team? Yeah.
But with Buckshot, we know it takes you 9 days to fill out a piece of paper. We really need you to. I can't think of one thing. God bless Buckshot and everything he does. I can't think of one thing that Buckshot could get done at the that would be helpful doing at the force.
I don't know this for sure, but I would assume that Buckshot hates computers too.
Oh God, so Buckshot's never been on a computer. Are you kidding me?
He's not changing the old school ways.
No,
this man's writing reports with his hand.
Buckshot's sending things via telegraph.
Right. Buckshot, come on. Just put it in. You can email that.
Buckshot says you're arrested. Stop. Get in the car now. Stop. See, he sent a telegram. That's what I was doing there. What's the key to life, Buckshot? Running down perps. Perps.
This is weird.
Back at it. This is Weird. It's Otis and Bernie. Thank you for downloading the podcast. You can always visit thisisweirdpod.com or hit us up on social media. We appreciate it. Please follow and support the show and tell somebody that you like the show. So we'd love it if you did that.
At This Weird Pod or at on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah, so I was this is an article. It's been a long time since I read it. We got in a conversation about it, and there's this guy an artist by the name of Brian Lewis Saunders began creating a self-portrait of himself every day when he came up with an experiment called Under the Influence, which saw him take a different drug or intoxicant every day and draw a picture of himself. So he would take, and I'm talking about just like, you know, legal drugs, illegal drugs, everything. And he chronicled it in like, here's a picture of himself when he was huffing lighter fluid. Here's a picture of himself when he did heroin. Picture of an Adderall, crystal meth.
I feel like I follow a few people on Instagram that have these self-portraits as well.
Zoloft. Hash. Absinthe.
Yeah, I'm looking at these paintings of himself. They're all so trippy, and they're different on each.
They're all so very, very much different. He took a bunch of LSD, a bunch of acid, and did that.
One of them just scribbles with eyeballs.
Yeah. I mean, there's definite differences between... I mean, I take that as a interpretation of what his brain was at that moment.
Why is he a snake on Adderall?
Well, I don't know.
He's a snake with glasses and a beard.
Vicodin. Took him on Vicodin.
Crystal meth is real.
Crystal meth is just looks Hunter, like it's just.
Like what's the report that movie?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson-ish. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just scribbles on heroin. He took it's painted himself on Valium, bath salts. Oh, look at the bath salts one. That one's pretty messed up. That's pretty. Wow, he looks like a monster. Bath salt.
Celexa is like scientific. He's got like formulas and rulers and
Ritalin.
This is interesting.
Opium, right? Right?
I came across a story today that fits right with this. It's actually back in prehistoric like caveman times. They think that cavemen, you know, the drawings that we see in caves and things of buffalo and other animals or streams or whatever they were drawing, they believe that they may have been hallucinating while making the paintings because some of them are kind of otherworldly. Like they're even kind of futuristic in the fact that they didn't really have that animal at the time or something like that. And they're very well done. So they think that they had either found some sort of hallucinogenic item that they were eating. So cavemen were even getting high back in the day.
Wow.
Or it could have been from the lack of oxygen inside the caves, which causes hypoxia and hallucinations, is what I was reading. I was so intrigued by it. Like, wow, cavemen were getting all...
Getting messed up.
Stoned out.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
But you look at the paintings and you think of that and you're like, yeah, I get it. Was high as shit.
So you sent me this link to a thing called the Fireside Project.
Yeah, so there's a new, it's the first ever of its kind. It's a hotline for people that are tripping balls. To call.
How's that work?
You're on a terrible trip, you can call this hotline and actually speak to somebody that will walk you through your trip. The first ever psychedelic hotline, it's in San Francisco. Called the Fireside Project. Through it, the plan is to become a resource for those in the midst of a psychedelic experience, they said. In addition, they also want to be able to help somebody walk through a psychedelic trip that they may have had in the past couple days or years even. Goes live April 14th.
How? I have questions.
Like, yeah.
Do they have enough traffic to keep this thing open? Are people...
It's California, yes.
Okay.
they say that they're going to see more need for this as marijuana grows. They feel like psychedelic drugs will also get their day in the sun.
Huh.
At a higher level. So that's why the Fireside Project is now our punchline challenge.
Yes, yes. hi. Do I take the red pill or the blue pill? Lawrence Fishburne said take the blue pill. Do I take the blue pill? No?
And I don't know how I'm going to fit through this tiny door.
Yeah.
How many calls are they going to have to filter through? Like, bro, do you know Jerry Garcia?
I wasn't going to call today, but my cat told me the number. And that's
He's sitting right here next to me. Listen, you wonder how many people are going to use this hotline. Their busiest time of year is going to be around Coachella.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They have a booth at Coachella. Look, it is going to be tough to be one of these operators, don't you think? How do you rationalize with somebody whose couch is talking to them? I don't know how you do that.
These therapists are going to have to be some of the most patient people on earth.
Hold on.
How about you just talk to the white rabbit and tell him to stop with the hat thing? Here, I'm going to hand him the phone. Rabbit, talk.
You're just trying to, yeah, it's just you handing the phone to the dog all the time. This dog told me to kill people. What do you think?
In theory, I think this can work. However, getting past the phone melting in your hand is going to be the hardest part for everybody that's trying to call.
Yeah, I dial the phone, but numbers are things, man.
It's lava. It's melting in my hand. I've never tripped.
So I never have either. This is two guys that have never tripped doing jokes about tripping is what that is. Somewhere, somebody that actually trips, it's like, you guys are full of shit. You don't know what you're talking about.
I've never been into doing drugs that I feel that I know I'm going to be out of control on. Like, I don't want to trip. I don't want to see rabbits.
I would be a disaster during a trip. Yeah. Don't you think? As much anxiety as I have? Because they say...
Oh, yeah.
Don't you see? Because they say that... They say that the trip is an extension of your actual personality. So can you imagine
worried
mess I would be if I took some kind of acid? Ah! Like, I would just be a mess. I'd be walking into a bad trip.
Your father shows up as Lord Sith, with a snake head.
I got some unresolved issues, Dad. Is this what you want from me, Dad?
Howard's looking at you like, what the hell is going on? Howard is his dog.
The f***ing room, you need to dial it back a little bit.
Stop handing me the phone. I don't even know who you're talking to.
Be cool. I feel like this is this has gotten away from us, this conversation, a little bit.
Much like a bad trip.
It's a bad trip. This entire podcast is a bad trip. You just can't wait for it to be over. Good news, it's close to over. Don't forget to join us on social media. Hey, what's the Instagram and Twitter handles? And where are we on? What are we on Parler? Are we on Parler yet?
No. I'm building our OnlyFans.
Oh, sweet.
At This Weird Pod on Instagram or Twitter, you can follow along with us. And nobody wants to see Bernie naked, so I'm kidding about the OnlyFans.
That's not true.
His wife doesn't even want to see him naked.
Some people don't. A lot of people. Some people do. So we're getting on Parler, and we're going to get on Friendster. We're going to get on Friendster or MySpace.
We can do this whole thing on Clubhouse if you want.
We can do Clubhouse if they'll ever open the damn thing for Androids.
Yeah, I don't have an iPhone, so.
Come on, Clubhouse.
Yeah, we're not in the cool Clubhouse.
All right, my bad, Clubhouse. So you were only half prepared to launch.
We appreciate you every week hanging out with us so much, and thank you for the awesome comments we'd be getting on the Apple Pod. We were 5 stars and growing, so that's awesome. Yeah.
Biggest podcast in America.
I appreciate somebody even made fun of me because I don't know how to say algorithm.
Ah, I said it. Yes. Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
So thank you for that.
Algorithm.
I still can't say it right. I said it like 7 times wrong this week when I was talking about.
Yeah, I didn't correct you on that one. Ratatouille, I did. Algorithm, not so much.
Appreciate it. Keep it weird.
See ya.
This is weird.